Network podcast, the primary voice for pro football at profootballnetwork.com.
We are back here at Radio Row Pro Football Network, joined by Miami Dolphins punter Jake Bailey. Jake, how many of these Super Bowls have you done now?
This is number one.
I've
been to a game when I was in college. My freshman year, I was lucky enough, my freshman roommate took me to Super Bowl 50 when it was at Levi Stadium. It was Cam Newton Panthers versus Peyton Manning. Yep. So I went to that game. That was awesome.
That was Manning's last game, I think, right?
Yeah, so this is my first ever experience at the Super Bowl.
Traffic's a little easier here than it was getting around the Bay Area. I remember being up in the downtown San Francisco, getting to Santa Clara. It's a lot easier just being on the Strip, right?
And I went to school up there, obviously. And yeah, it takes forever getting to from Santa Clara to San Francisco.
Stanford's in Palo Alto, is that right?
Yeah, so it's like halfway in between Santa Clara and San Francisco.
So you know something about the running back for the San Francisco 49ers then, don't you?
Yeah, we went to school together.
How many years did you guys overlap?
It was either two or three. So I'm teammates with him in college, and then Justin Reed on the Chiefs, their safety. And then we have practice squad guy Curtis Robinson on the 49ers. So I'm telling everybody I got two teammates on the Niners, one on the Chiefs. So I think I'm going to be rooting for the Niners.
Was he big man on campus then? Was he the Christian McCaffrey we see now?
Well, Christian, you guys know how he is in the media. Like, he's a humble guy, you know, has a really good head on his shoulders. Nothing's changed. That's how he was in college.
Any good stories you got from him that you can share?
Man, so strength and conditioning programs are a big part of college. Mm-hmm. You know, the strength and conditioning coach is obviously, he's like the head coach in a way. And I just remember showing up, and when I was a freshman, Christian just finished his freshman year. And so, you know, he got a few reps, but it wasn't his Heisman year yet. And I remember showing up, and there was this sophomore white running back guy, and everybody's like, just watch him work out, watch him do the conditioning reps and all that. And yeah, you could tell from then he was different. And so, you know, my freshman year was his Heisman runner up year. Really wasn't a surprise to me that he took off like that.
So. Certainly it's in his blood too. Got a good lineage from that family. You spent time with David Shaw, correct?
Yep.
Sounds like he was up for a head coaching job this cycle. How do you think he would make as a head coach?
Was it Falcons you interviewed?
You're putting me on the spot here.
I'm forgetting, but he would make a great head coach. He's just a fantastic human being and a good leader of men. And I think at this level, that's kind of what all these NFL guys are looking for.
Now, Miami, your first, and hopefully not only you're in Miami. I know you're a free agent this offseason, but how'd you end up in Miami, and what was your experience like that first year?
It was the most positive thing I could have ever imagined. You know, there were points last offseason where I was like, even considering, is this something I want to keep doing? And you know, just took a chance, came down to do a workout in Miami, and you know, the rest was history. Mike McDaniel, can't say enough positive things about him. Chris Greer, it was such a positive experience. And then my special teams teammates, Blake Ferguson and Jason Sanders, great guys. So I had a great time.
Yeah, they're characters, aren't they?
Yeah.
How did McDaniel handle you guys went through some adversity late in the season. How do you think he handled it?
I think he's such a good coach. I think he handled the adversity great. He really kept the team's head on its shoulders, even though we had a lot of injury adversity, which is always tough to go through. But yeah, we always had a great message. We always knew how we wanted to play. And, you know, that's a testament to how good of a coach he is.